It's the evening of the 4th of July, 2010.
Lance's birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Lance. If ever you stumble across this recording, we were thinking of you. It's the last full day having Richard and Katie and their children, William and James, staying with us. In fact, we've got a full house tonight because we've also got our godson who's normally spends holidays with his mum, but he's here for a day or two, Jacob, and his sister, Kayla. So it's quite the menagerie, plus three cats and two dogs.
And fish.
And the new, yes, the aquarium is now up and running. Hooray. That's a post for a different day, I think. The, I suppose the sad news, even though it's a lovely, happy time having family here, and it really is, having young children, a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and to a lesser extent, the seven-year-old and the 16-year-old, perhaps not the 16-year-old, yeah. It really is a tonic having little kids like that. They just, I mean, sure, they have their occasional little tantrums, although actually they're very well behaved, frankly. But it is the old tinge of a little bit of sadness. Karina's mother has been battling for quite some time with liver cancer. She initially had a scare with, was it liver cancer originally?
Bowel cancer.
Bowel cancer. Would it be fair to say she beat it?
Well, it was.
It was in remission, or they don't say that anymore, no. Do they? And that was how many years ago, the bowel cancer?
3 years
ago. However, more recently, she discovered that she had, he's definitely secondary?
Yeah, it's definitely secondary.
She had secondary cancer in the liver. That diagnosis was definitively made about
October last year.
Mm. Yeah, about October last year. So it's and now today, the 4th of July, she's the family, to their credit, managed to keep her at home in her bed, in her room, right up until what I think it's fair to say is the last few days.
Yeah.
So it's a very sad time. Despite the happiness of having these wonderful visitors, it's a very sad time as well for us, particularly Karina, youngest of seven. I think it'd be fair to say a bit of a mother's daughter.
Yes, I am.
And these last 2 days, she's actually been in hospital, but local Bedezet Hospital in the palliative care, well, I was going to say unit, but really it's just a room, mm. Isn't it? Which, for what it's worth, is very well set up, but as a hospital, should be very proud of the way they run things there. And but I was reminded this evening, I'm not sure why, but I was reminded this evening of a few days ago when Karina's mum, who, in addition to being 84, perhaps has a little bit of dementia, but is also on a lot of painkillers, a lot of morphine. As is standard, the blue nurses, when they visit, have to administer competency tests, memory
That's
tests.
This is the palliative care doctor.
A palliative care doctor. And how did it go?
Started out asking Mum what's her name, and she goes, Elva. Then it was, where do you live, or where are you? I'm in bed, which we all laughed at. Or what town are you in? And she couldn't remember that. And then she asked, do you know what the address is? No. What year is it? 68. And then the question was, who's the Prime Minister? And Mum rolled her eyes, went, oh, it's that Kevin Rudd. It was very funny. We had to laugh.
And this, this oddly enough, was the day of his getting shafted.
That's right.
So it was true when she said it, but by the end of the day, it wasn't true.
Yes, and I had to try and explain to her that there was another Prime Minister and it was nearly impossible.
Oh, so it had already happened by then, hadn't it?
Oh, no, after, like that night.
It was that night.
That same night.
It started happening. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, a happy time having James and William and Richard and Katie with us, but also a very sad time because I think it'd be fair to say that, well, who knows, with your mother, but she's a tough one, but she does seem to be on the decline, which is very sad. But I think it's great that she managed to stay at home in her bed almost to the very end, which I think was nice.